Talking Insurance with Joel Helms.
Thank you for joining us here on Talking Insurance. Simon Lindsay from Progressive Direct is on the line to talk about a whole range of interesting aspects of insurance. Hopefully, along the way, not only will you pick up a few pointers on how you could be better protected, but also you might save a few dollars as well. Simon, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Joel. Great to be back.
Santa's nearly here. A new year is nearly here. A good time, I suppose. New Year's resolutions. Sit down, look at your budget, and look at your insurance for 2011. Good time to be buying insurance, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. And, time flies when you're having fun. And here we are, almost in December. And, I think it is definitely a great idea to put in your mind a New Year's resolution to try and save on anything. And, probably at the moment, car insurance is a good area to start with. The market has really rationalised over the last few years, and we've seen prices consistently go up over the last several years, whereas now we're just sort of on the cusp of seeing a little bit more competition come into the market. There's some new entrants around, including ourselves, Progressive Direct, and, it creates an opportunity to get pricing with different companies who might look at you a bit differently. And the reality is the pricing can really vary up to hundreds of dollars.
I guess it's also a good idea, Simon, to look at the insurance that you have and, I guess, consolidate as well, because we're time poor nowadays. So if we consolidate and get everything in one place, it's going to be a lot easier, isn't it?
Yep, it's also a lot more convenient to have all your insurance in one place. There's one thing that we do, for example, which is, if you have more than one car, you can put all your cars in one online policy with us. So, picture an online account where you can have up to five cars and you can adjust the insurance coverage in each of them, and you get one bill per year, and all your paperwork is centralised in an online account, so it makes it a lot more efficient, and it can also save you a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, we need to make things efficient for ourselves, don't we? Yeah. Simon, you mentioned that you're a new player. Progressive Direct is a new player in the insurance market, but it certainly doesn't mean that there's no history behind the company. I believe the Progressive Direct dates back to the 1930s.
Absolutely. So Progressive Direct in Australia started in December 2009, so we've been up and running now for 12 months. But our parent company, which is based in the US, the Progressive Corporation, is a Fortune 500 company listed on the New York Stock Exchange, and we've been insuring cars since 1937. And an interesting story is we started just during the Great Depression in the 1930s, and that's where we got our start. And we've really evolved since then, and we've now got about 10 million cars that we insure each year.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? And you think back to 1937, what you would have had to go through to insure a car in 1937 compared to 2010, 2011, completely different, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, interestingly, back then it was clearly mostly door-to-door sales, so it was a lot of legwork.
Is that right?
And not everyone insured their cars, of course, back then, and so now it's obviously much more of a, pretty much everyone insures their cars. But, it was, and then it was also quite a pain to get your car repaired, I presume, back then. Whereas, nowadays you can lodge your claim online and get your car in and out of a repair shop much more quickly than I'd imagine back then.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mind you, there probably wasn't so many colours in those days. So, if you had a prang, little bit of black paint, and away you went.
Yeah, a bit simpler, and probably replaced a lot more cars back then too.
That's right. So, I've never insured a pet, I've got to admit. I don't know anything at all about how on earth you get pet cover. Can you tell us a little bit about it, please? How does it work?
Well, with Progressive Direct, the pet cover we provide is actually a free benefit where if you insure your car with us, we cover your pet while travelling in the car. And so if you happen to have an accident in a car insured by Progressive Direct and your pet gets injured or, dare I say, killed, there we cover up to $1,000 injury or death benefit. And so that's the proposition we offer. And then, of course, there's pet insurance, which I must say we don't currently offer pure pet insurance, but that's just another way, you can pay an annual amount, and if your dog or cat gets sick or injured or killed, you get a benefit to help cover some of those costs.
It's quite interesting, isn't it? It's kind of the forgotten about thing that you do have in your car because, aside from the heart, the emotional stress of losing a much-loved family pet, they aren't cheap nowadays, are they, to replace? And it's good that you do have that cover with your car insurance with Progressive Direct, yeah.
Yeah, well, it also, the way we look at it, one of the attractions we like about it is in the event that does happen to someone, they don't then have to make a decision about, okay, can I afford this $900 vet bill? It's just covered automatically. And, while you're in the process of getting through the stresses of an accident of some sort, it's just one less thing you need to worry about.
Simon, just off on a different tangent, we've come through the global financial crisis. However, we've seen for the average householder, interest rates have been going up, and there's no doubt that budgets are tight. Is it, look, everybody's shopping around, it's a good idea, isn't it? To, even if you've had a policy with another company for years and years and years, get online and see if you can find yourself a better price, and you might even find yourself a better price and better features.
Absolutely, and you know, it's something we're all probably guilty of. You know, we should all be shopping around for a lower interest rate in our mortgage, car loan, electricity, all these things. But you know, these days car insurance is definitely one area that's become a lot easier. You know, it's a lot easier now to jump online and just get a quote with someone like us or one of our competitors. But you know, particularly the, you know, one of the new online guys, you can jump in and get a quote in a few minutes, and you know, it literally could save you hundreds. And you know, in Australia we're all a bit guilty of this. We get caught in a bit of a comfort zone, and we stick with things beyond, probably beyond their you know, optimal life expectancy, and we don't challenge if there's something better that we could be using. And that seems to happen quite a lot more in Australia with car insurance than say the US or UK, where people are actively shopping for their car insurance at least once a year, and just to, you know, just to see if they can get a better deal. And it's not all about just saving money, of course, but just getting better coverage. And, you know, at the end of the day, just getting better bang for your buck.
Insurance, car insurance, I suppose, even more specifically, if we talk car insurance for a minute, Simon, it's a lot more flexible than it used to be, isn't it? Once upon a time, you'd ring up and you'd arrange your car insurance, or you'd go into an office somewhere and arrange your car insurance, and basically what the company was offering was what you had. But now you can do flexible premiums and flexible excess and all sorts of different options within your insurance policy for your car.
Absolutely. So it used to definitely be one size fits all, and then more adjustments were made available. But I think the really big thing these days, and of course I'm biased because I'm part of an online provider, but the really big thing these days, which a lot of our customers don't fully recognise until they do it, is you can literally jump online and get your basic information to get a basic price, but then you can adjust all sorts of things online yourself. So you don't need to ask someone in a call centre to, you know, give you scenarios of what if I did this, what if I did that. You can literally play around with it, so you can, you know, adjust your excess between, say, $300 to $2,000, and of course, a higher excess is going to reduce your premium. Or you can, you know, you could have car rental on one car, you know, car rental in the case of an accident on one car, and skip it on another car. You can change the value of the car that you insured, you know, the agreed value that you agree with the insurance company. So all these things can essentially tailor the policy to suit your needs and budget. So someone who backs themselves as lower risk might be inclined to take more of that risk on by not having the car rental and saying, well, if I have a crash, I'll take care of that myself. Or by putting in the maximum excess, recognising that if they do have a claim, they're going to pay the first $1,000 or $2,000, but they're going to enjoy the benefits of having a much lower premium in the meantime. And we're finding a lot of our customers, you know, are willing to back themselves and say, I'm willing to take more of that risk on because I don't think I'm as risky as the average person.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It certainly has changed. There's been a real revolution in car insurance and all insurances in recent years. One last question, Simon. I was just thinking here, sitting here thinking to myself that I wonder if there's some people may look at a company like Progressive Direct and say, yes, we will pay cheaper premiums and cheaper excess. But if I do have an accident, will you be there for us? What can you tell our listeners today about how you back up your insurance?
Well, I think that's absolutely the most important question anyone can ask when they're getting involved with an insurance contract, because ultimately you're paying for that promise when you need it. And, you know, on a broad basis, there's very strong regulation in Australia, but when it comes to us specifically, I think people can take a lot of comfort in the fact that we've been around a long time, since 1937, but we also have a AA financial strength rating, and we insure 10 million cars a year. We probably do about 1.5 million claims per year. And so this is what we do. We're specialists at car insurance, and our reputation is everything to us. So the last thing we want to do is come into a new market like Australia and not deliver on the service that we promise to our customers when they buy a policy. But, you know, it's definitely an area that people need to do their research on and feel comfortable with the company they're with, because you definitely don't want to be in that situation where, you know, you are not getting the level of service that you expected going into it. I think the other thing, it's an important point on the claim side, is it's not just about will someone pay the claim, but it's also about how they go about servicing that claim. And, you know, there's differences with different insurance companies. Certainly with us, we like to give people the option of either calling in a claim or doing it online to make the process faster. But the one thing we definitely stand behind is offering personalised claim service for every claim, whether someone lodges it online or by phone. The moment it sort of hits our systems, we want to get that person through a repair shop and whatever other processes we need to do to get them back on the road quickly and safely.
And lastly, Simon, people should feel free to jump on the Progressive Direct website, progressivedirect.com.au, put their details in and find out if they are paying too much for their current insurance.
Absolutely, and I'd like to offer to all the listeners, you know, if they do that and they've got some feedback, to jump online and send us a live chat email and let us know what they're thinking. And, you know, we're growing quite a lot at the moment, and we're looking forward to having more customers over time.
Some things you just can't do yourself, like moving a fridge, paper, rock, scissors, and the tango. Some things you can do yourself, like breathing and eating and managing your car insurance policy online. Take Progressive Direct Car Insurance. Choose your cover and customise a policy to suit you. It's totally online and fast.
Visit progressivedirect.com.au. We've got simple. Covered. See our PDS at progressivedirect.com.au when considering our products.
Talking Insurance is a Helms Media Solutions production. Visit helms.com.au to find out more about our services.